Hello and welcome to this video on applying Stoic philosophy to deal with social anxiety in everyday situations. Suppose you struggle with nervousness, fear of judgment or embarrassment in social interactions. In that case, this video will provide some powerful wisdom and strategies from the ancient Stoic philosophers to help you manage those difficulties. The Stoics were a school of Greek philosophers dating back to around 300 BC who developed a practical system of logic and ethics to achieve tranquility and resilience amidst life's challenges. While their teachings originated centuries ago, the core principles remain relevant and applicable daily. In this video, we'll explore utilizing key Stoic concepts and techniques to reduce social anxiety and increase confidence when navigating everyday social situations like conversations, public speaking, networking events, and more. I'll share insights from great Stoic thinkers like Epictetus, Seneca, and Marcus Aurelius, whose words illustrate a profound understanding of the human condition. Now, the brilliance of Stoic philosophy lies in its simplicity and relatability. Anybody can understand and apply these teachings to their experiences and find solutions. I'll use plenty of examples from our contemporary world to ensure these ancient ideas resonate deeply. Understanding social anxiety. Social anxiety is something that affects millions of people across the world. The feeling of nervousness and fear of being judged or embarrassing yourself arises in social situations. As the ancient Stoic Seneca said, we are more often frightened than hurt, and we suffer more from imagination than from reality. For many, social anxiety can manifest as physical symptoms like a racing heart, sweaty palms, shaky voice, or even nausea when having to interact with others. But it goes beyond just feeling uncomfortable. This condition can cause people to avoid certain social situations out of fear, like public speaking, meeting new people, or attending gatherings. Remember, if you are aiming at something great, you must dedicate yourself to something great as well. Overcoming social anxiety requires commitment, but the benefits of being able to engage fully in life are immense. Think about all the missed opportunities, connections, and constraints when social fears take over. Imagine being able to go after that new job confidently, to speak up in meetings without hesitation, attending social events and being present instead of being consumed by anxious thoughts. The philosophers of Stoicism would remind us that while anxiety itself is a natural response, how we perceive and respond to that feeling determines our suffering. As Epictetus stated, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. With guidance from Stoic principles, we can reframe our perspective on social anxiety from being a scary obstacle to an opportunity for growth and mastery over our minds. The Stoic dichotomy of control. One of the most fundamental concepts in Stoic philosophy is the dichotomy of control, the idea that we only have complete control over our thoughts, judgments, and actions. Everything else, the behavior of others, external events, outcomes, is out of our control. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." When it comes to social anxiety, so much of our fear stems from wanting to control the uncontrollable, how we are perceived by others, whether they judge or reject us if something embarrassing happens. But the Stoics would argue this is a recipe for inner turmoil. Imagine you're about to give a presentation at work. You may have some anxiety thinking, "What if I mess up my words?" Or, "What if people think I'm incompetent?" These worries come from wanting to control how the audience perceives and thinks about you, which is ultimately out of your control. However, what is within your control is how prepared you are, how you regulate your emotions and self-talk, and how you respond to whatever happens during the presentation itself. The ancient Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius summed it up nicely. The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it. Rather than agonizing over what you cannot control, you can focus on maintaining your preparation, poise, and rational perspective. This refocusing of energy is incredibly empowering. Let's look at another everyday example, conversing with someone new. The anxious thoughts may be, "What if they don't like me?" or "What if I say something awkward?" Again, their perception of you is out of your control. But you can control your inner calm through techniques like box breathing. You can control making eye contact and listening attentively. You can control what you choose to say or not say. Focusing solely on what you can control in social situations, the philosophy of Stoicism provides a robust framework for overcoming anxiety. Practicing rational thinking. At the core of social anxiety are the irrational thoughts and cognitive distortions that fuel fear and nervousness. As Epictetus wisely stated, "Man is disturbed not by things, but by the views he takes of them." Our minds can spin anxious stories and worst-case scenarios in social situations that have no basis in reality. The Stoics recognize that while we cannot always control our initial gut reactions, we can exercise control over how we process and respond to those thoughts and feelings. Let's look at an example of putting this into practice. Imagine you're at a party and seeing a group of people you don't know well. The anxious thoughts might start, "They're going to think I'm awkward and weird if I try to talk to them. I'll just embarrass myself." Your mind is already catastrophizing a hypothetical social interaction that hasn't yet occurred. This is the irrational view causing you disturbance and anxiety. A Stoic approach would be to pause, draw in a deep breath, and start questioning those anxious thoughts rationally. Is it true they will definitely think I'm weird just for trying to be friendly? Do I have evidence to say that with certainty? Even if they did judge me negatively, how big of a deal is that really in the grand scheme of things? Have there been times I've thought people judged me harshly, but in reality they did not? By calmly interrogating the irrational fears with Socratic questioning, you can weaken their power over you. You realize the distressing thoughts are not based on facts, but pessimistic fortune-telling. The Roman statesman Seneca reinforced this by saying, "We are more often frightened than hurt, and we suffer more from imagination than reality." With consistent practice regulating your mind this way, you take back control from the irrational and anxious mental loops. You become more grounded in the present reality of social situations rather than getting hijacked by worst-case scenarios. Building confidence through virtue. One of the core tenets of Stoicism is that true confidence and self-respect come from living a virtuous life following reason and wisdom. As Epictetus boldly stated, "No man is free who is not master of himself." You build an unshakable inner strength when you align your thoughts and actions with virtues like courage, temperance, justice, and wisdom. This core self-assuredness becomes your unbendable rock in the ocean of social anxiety. Let's start with the virtue of courage. Social fears often stem from avoiding discomfort. We don't want to feel anxious, judged, or embarrassed, so we dodge certain situations altogether. However, the Stoics would argue that psychological discomfort is inevitable in life. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it." By avoiding discomfort, we let our fears control us rather than our higher rational minds. True courage involves leaning into the anxiety and taking wise action for a higher purpose. It's having an honest conversation with a friend about an issue in the relationship, despite the nervousness. It's raising your hand to speak up in a meeting when you have something valuable to contribute. It's introducing yourself to someone new at an event, even if your heart is pounding. William Makepeace Thackeray, an English novelist, embodied this spirit when he said, "Bravery never goes out of fashion." Each courageous action builds your confidence further for the next. It reinforces the belief that you have the strength to withstand life's inevitable difficulties. Stoicism also emphasizes the virtue of wisdom and its role in self-governance. Someone operating from wisdom has perspective. They do not make rash judgments or give unbridled power to irrational thoughts and emotions like social anxiety. The wise person can observe their anxious feelings and say, "This is just an instinctive response based on irrational fears about the unknown. It doesn't have to control me." They can regulate their mind and body through negative visualization, self-talk, and conscious breathing. Remember, with sacrifice before no approach is made, nor can a thing be hunted down that will not run away. This means you must make some effort or give up something before achieving a goal. It also implies that you can only pursue something willing to move or change. If something is fixed or uninterested, it can't be chased or caught. Similarly, social confidence comes from diligently practicing wisdom, continually catching and reframing anxious thoughts before they run rampant. Finally, the Stoics revered the virtue of temperance, which is all about exercising restraint, moderation, and self-discipline. This is key for managing social anxiety, as the symptoms often involve a sense of losing control. Someone acting with temperance does not get hijacked by anxious emotions in the heat of social interaction. They can stay grounded and poised. They think before reacting. They have the restraint to pause and recenter themselves when anxiousness arises rather than letting it spiral. The philosopher Zeno of Citium described the temperate person as being unmoved by pains or pleasures. While feeling some nerves is inevitable, you can develop the mental toughness to keep that state from controlling you. You cultivate an unshakable core of self-confidence by embodying virtues like courage, wisdom, and temperance in your daily life. You stop being at the mercy of social fears and instead operate from a place of inner fortitude. The power of present moment awareness. One of the biggest pitfalls that feeds into social anxiety is getting trapped in your mind, caught up in worries about the future or ruminations about the past. The Stoics recognize that the present is the only moment you truly have control over. As Marcus Aurelius wisely stated, "Confine yourself to the present." When fully grounded in the here and now during social interactions, there is no room for anxious thoughts about what could go wrong or rehashing some embarrassing moment. You exist in the living reality before you. Let's imagine you're conversing with a coworker about an upcoming project. Suppose you're fully engaged and listening with focused attention. In that case, you cannot simultaneously be tangled up in anxious stories like, "What if I say something stupid?" or "I rambled weirdly in our last meeting." Those thoughts have no space to take root when your mind is anchored in the present. The Stoic philosopher Seneca drove this point by saying, "Life is divided into three periods: that which has been, that which is, and that which will be. Of these, the present time is short." When you dwell on the past or fixate on the future, you overlook the most critical period, the fleeting present. You rob yourself of the richness of the immediate human interaction or experience. Fortunately, the ancient Stoics developed powerful mindfulness practices to cultivate and apply present moment awareness to daily situations. One highly effective technique is focusing your attention on the inhale and exhale of the breath. An old and well-known saying that if, by keeping watch over himself in this way, he resists the first distractions of the mind, he will combat against the same means, such as pull it away, and thus, by discipline, stay focused. By consciously anchoring your mind to the simple act of breathing before a social situation, you simultaneously release anxious forecasts and instead attune yourself to your surroundings, the sights, sounds, and physical sensations of that present moment reality. Another mindfulness practice from Stoicism is to pause and vividly take in your surroundings through all five senses. If you're conversing with someone rather than getting lost in your insecure mental chatter, you can feel the solidness of the ground beneath your feet. You can look the person in the eye and pick up on their micro expressions and body language. You can hear the various ambient noises around you. This technique helps jolt your awareness out of habitual mind wandering and into the vibrancy of the living reality manifest in that interaction. As the philosopher Chrysippus wrote, "The person who follows reason in every field will act at each stage on the correct preconception derived from their healthy senses." When you tap into the data from all five senses, you bypass the preconceptions, assumptions, and stories your anxious mind creates. You exist purely as an observing, present-focused consciousness. By practicing mindfulness consistently, you train your mind to remain grounded in the here and now, rather than getting consumed by swirling thoughts and emotions. The more you live fully rooted in the present moment, the more social anxiety loses its power over you. Reflecting on social interactions. One of the core practices emphasized by the Stoics was taking time for self-reflection and continual growth. As the famous quote by Socrates states, "The unexamined life is not worth living." This is especially vital when it comes to overcoming social anxiety in the long term. By reflecting on your experiences honestly and rationally, you can pinpoint areas for improvement while also calibrating your perspective. All too often, those with social anxiety ruminate endlessly about perceived flaws or embarrassing moments from social interactions. "I sounded so awkward when I tried to make that joke. They probably think I'm weird for not saying much." However, the Stoics would argue that obsessing over how you think you come across to others is a colossal waste of mental energy. Like, what is the crafty person? One who values the things which are within their own will rather than the things which are not. The opinions others form about you based on an interaction are ultimately outside your control. It doesn't matter if they think you're awkward or weird. That's on them, not you. How you respond and grow from the experience lies in your control. Remember, if you learn to take criticism from others and get over any bitterness it may trigger, you will gain something massively powerful: freedom from being a captive to other people's judgments. Rather than dwell on imagined negative perceptions, you can reflect objectively. What did I handle well in that interaction? What didn't go as I hoped, and how can I improve? You take the judgmental weight off your shoulders. Additionally, the Stoics focused on separating things within your control from those outside of it. Making a social mistake or failing at something is inevitable. That's life. As Seneca wrote, "It is a rough road that leads to the heights of greatness. But it is possible to scale it if only men cease worshipping trifles in their hearts and striving after low ends. The key is your response to failure or embarrassment. You cannot control preventing it entirely, but you can control whether you wallow in shame and anxiety or learn and grow from it." Let's say you had an important presentation at work that could have gone better. You stumbled over some words, maybe even blanked on a critical point. Getting overly anxious and beating yourself up solves nothing. A wise response, which the Stoics prescribed, would be 1. Reflect objectively on what led to those mistakes without harsh judgment. Did you need to prepare, feeling unwell physically? 2. Identify concrete learnings like allowing more practice time or using cue cards as backup. 3. Have self-compassion. Remember, everyone is imperfect. 4. Refocus on doing better in future opportunities, not ruminating endlessly. The Stoic Panaetius highlighted the importance of this approach, stating, "Make for yourself a practice of two rules, to put up with the humors of others as easily as possible, and to work indefatigably on your own reason." Social anxiety often stems from a lack of resilience when things don't go to plan. Rather than crumble under the weight of perceived judgment or failure, reflect constructively, let it go, and commit to thoughtful growth. By taking this rational, growth-oriented approach to reflecting on social situations, you gradually become more confident and less paralyzed by anxiety. As Seneca said, "The way is long if one follows precepts, but short and helpful if one follows patterns." Learn from every experience through the lens of Stoic wisdom. Little by little, your anxious patterns dissolve as your resilience strengthens. What was once daunting becomes just another opportunity to flex your philosophical fortitude. Throughout this video, we've explored profound teachings from the ancient Stoic philosophers and how to apply them to overcome social anxiety in our modern daily lives. We began by understanding the nature of social anxiety and how it constrains us from fully participating in life's experiences. The Stoics then provided a robust framework for managing anxiety through critical principles like the dichotomy of control, focusing our efforts solely on what we can control in social situations rather than the uncontrollable opinions of others. Practicing rational thinking to challenge the irrational, anxious thoughts that fuel social fears. Developing true self-confidence by living with virtues like courage, wisdom, and self-discipline. Cultivating present moment awareness through mindfulness to ground ourselves in reality rather than getting lost in anxious stories. Reflecting objectively on social experiences to learn and grow, rather than dwelling on perceived judgments or failures. While the concepts originated thousands of years ago, the Stoic system provides a timeless, practical framework for anyone struggling with social anxiety in the modern age. Their words remind us that we alone have the power to exercise control over our minds and find inner solidity amidst life's inevitable storms. As Marcus Aurelius encouragingly wrote, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." This exploration of Stoic wisdom has given you a new perspective and concrete tools for managing your social fears more effectively. The path requires diligent practice, but the rewards are immense. Being able to show up for life's adventures and connections without constantly being hijacked by anxiety. You should start implementing these strategies gradually into your daily experiences. Notice when anxious thoughts arise and apply Stoic rationality and mindfulness. Approach each social scenario as an opportunity to practice philosophical principles rather than something to be feared. Over time, fortifying yourself with this ancient wisdom will allow your most accurate confidence to emerge. The self-assuredness you possess, the mental toughness and resilience to handle whatever life brings with grace. You've got this. If you found value in this video, I'd love for you to leave a comment sharing your biggest takeaway or any other thoughts. Like the video and subscribe for more inspiring content applying timeless philosophical teachings to our modern challenges. Thank you for joining me on this journey into the brilliant minds of the Stoics. I'll see you in the following video.